Heads up, this episode is going to have spoilers for the Banner Saga.
One thing I want to show is Ash of Gods, which is the new not Banner Saga.
Ooh! Are you sure this is the Banner Saga?
This is the new not Banner Saga. Nope. Similar presentation, similar art style. Not from the same people.
What, really?
Not from the same people?
Not even the same artist? Because that looks fucking spot on.
The same artists are working on Banner Saga 3, so...
Yeah,
Aram Dust.
Weird.
Any character can die. Mm-hmm. And the story continues without them. Including your leader.
Huh. You mean they can die as part of the story, or like, in battle?
Unclear.
Okay. These all might be...
Very short game. A very, very, very short game.
And then there's, let's actually look at Banner Saga 3. It looks the same. I don't know what's different.
It seems like the game bit more of it, which is what you kind of want from a Banner Saga game. Like, that's fine. Banner Saga's good.
And then we've got the mail.
Do we want to just roll into that, considering we're talking about Banner Saga anyway?
We're going to call this one Back Order.
Yeah, the backlog back order or something. Or maybe just the backlog mailbag. I don't know. Names were hard.
Mailbag. The back mail.
Nope.
Mail
nope.
order.
Nope, the mailbag.
Mail order? That's not the word. The mailbag? Fuck off with this.
The mail log.
Mail log. Nope. Not that either.
No, not that. A lot of good choices.
Back mail. Did you say that already?
Back mail?
Back mail.
Back mail.
Yeah, no.
Nope.
All right, so this is the backlog mailbag. Backlog mailbag. Backlog mailbag.
We just activated a sleeper agent somewhere. This is an email episode. It's where you send us email about the games that we played, and then we talk about them and answer them and questions and comments and stuff like that. It's your section of the show.
At some point, we realized that our particular structure for talking about games doesn't really work that well for the email thing that we were imagining to do, like other podcasts sometimes do, where they have their email section. If you have emails to send in for the game that we're talking about that week, that's great. And you should do that, and we'll continue to request that. But, like, this week we're going to talk about a different game, and it seems kind of disruptive to stop that in the middle and be like, ah, ha, ha, Banner Saga, remember that? So instead, we're going to have our mail episodes separate. And so this is the backlog, mailbag, mail order, backbag.
Back order.
And, yeah, all those words were right and correct.
That's the full title of the episode.
And not a little embarrassing.
No, not at all. We should... I mean, the assumption is that if you are listening to us this episode now, then you probably know who we are. But I am Sasha.
I'm Calix.
I am Christian.
This is not a structured event.
Listen, we're doing great.
Do we want it to be structured? Do we want to, like, go back and...
like, do another take?
Basically.
I forgot that we were recording, so... Oh.
Yeah, let's do another one, I guess.
All right, let's
I'll put the like boop noise that they do in TV or movies or whatever.
But hopefully, after you say, I put the boop in the boop in the.
I got boop. It. I got this. That was a pretty good take, actually. Could we use that noise?
No.
I'm gonna leave it recording. I have infinite recording space.
That's not true. Not. Well, it's not even slightly true. But rethink your life. Do it now.
No, I never will.
I will never consider these choices.
I've done nothing wrong in my life. Ever.
Okay, frankly, I don't know what to say instead of what we did.
I mean, what we did wasn't bad, I don't think. We just,
yeah,
we
I, just I can cobble together something from that.
So, we do have one email. And if you have anything to say to us, any words of encouragement in this troubling time, send those to backlog@teacabbage.com, where we will read it with grateful hearts and eventually have an episode about it dedicated to you specifically, Michael. No, wait, who is this? I don't know who this is.
He goes by Mike, who's a friend of mine.
Okay, yeah, it is. I was right. Ha! So this one goes out to all the Michaels in our backlog subscribership.
All of them.
Every single one. So if you're a Michael, this one's for you. Michael writes that this is a super long message. Feel free to skip to the bottom. I'm not going to do that, so buckle up. It's time for a super long message. Unlike a lot of story-heavy games in the genre, there's a sort of right way to play the Banner Saga. But I'm not going where you think I'm going with this. The game allows you to make the wrong decisions. You'll lose people over it. I had lost nearly all of my favorite characters by the end, and the people who made it to the final city were beaten and starving. Comparing my save game to my friend's was interesting, because he had characters in his party at the very end that I had lost right at the beginning. I didn't even realize you could save them. He even sent Rook to die instead, keeping Alette safe the entire game. She never earned any experience in his playthrough. It only made me feel worse about my wretched ending. When I played back through a second time, I fixed my mistakes from my first run. Egil? Did I say that name out loud before? Eagle. E-G-I-L. Eggle? Eggboy. Survived that first battle. Ursa wasn't allowed to sacrifice herself for the caravan. Sigbjorn and both of the twins made it with me to the end. But there was one decision I never changed. My daughter wanted to help, and I always let her. She was old enough, she was capable. I wasn't going to be the father that held his daughter back for her, quote, safety. Even knowing that, in the end, it would cost her her life, I made the same choice. Because she knew the stakes, and I wanted her to make her own decisions. When I finished that second playthrough, that, quote, perfect playthrough, I sat back and felt a heavy sense of imbalance. I was now a time traveler who had gone back in time to fix their own mistakes, but let other people do as they will. What did that say about me, that I wanted myself to be perfect, but others to remain flawed? A year or so later, I played through again, and I always did the thing that I felt I would do in that moment, knowing the result would be bad. It actually ended up way worse than my first run. My caravan was starving in the end. There were no more giants, and not from my lack of trying, it just went worse. I made more mistakes. It was gut-wrenching. And, in the end, I still let Alette be the martyr. The Banner Saga is trying to say something very important, and it's had a real impact on me. It shows you these awful things and asks you to respond to them, and makes you endure the result for 10 more hours. And you can't ignore your poor decisions, either. You have to sit with them. You'll beat yourself up about it, then you'll decide, no, it's time to keep moving. And then an event will trigger, and someone's widow is cursing your name, and you can feel the absence of someone you lost, and it hangs heavy on you. That's because, to me, the Banner Saga is about dealing with tragedy, about surviving despite insurmountable odds at great cost. I made a mistake when I played a perfect playthrough the second time. I was essentially using cheat codes to escape the thing the game wanted me to see in myself. The right way to play the game is once, and then never look back. But I'm about to start my fifth playthrough, so... Anyway, backloggers, what was the worst decision you made in the Banner Saga, and how did you deal with it as you moved through the rest of the game?
I think that probably the decision I made when the cart was teetering on the edge of the cliff, and I lost both the Jarl? Varl? Which one was that? The
Varl, I believe.
Yeah, I lost both the Varl and the thing of supplies. I just made the wrong call at that instant. I think that's the choice that I regret the most. The series of failures that impacted me the heaviest, though, was the span of time between when you're crossing the wastes, which takes forever. Oh my god. Or maybe it just seemed like that because I was running so low on supplies. But there were so many instances where I either didn't trust my people enough or trusted other people too much. We got robbed a bunch.
Yeah, I got robbed a bunch too.
Like the saga of the...
I'm a Christian.
What?
It's audio, Christian. You can't just nod.
Oh, right.
Christian agrees.
I agree. I hear you. Okay.
But the saga with the drunk just getting progressively worse every decision that I made was just saving off the inevitable. It even wasn't inevitable. It was just making the wrong decisions over and over, which ended up having him marooned. Those were probably... Other than Alette, which I'm still mad about, but that seems... that's
never not mad about Alette.
Yeah, that's inevitable in the same way that Mike is talking about, in that that's kind of not your call, that's her mistake or decision to make.
Yeah.
and honoring that, even though it leads to the worst ending, is still worthwhile.
I can't really recall a worst decision, because the thing that upset
me... There were so many, or what?
No. No, because the thing that made me most upset was Alette dying, but then when you realize that somebody was gonna die, it's like, well, I accept it.
Somebody had to. Might somebody as well be had, the person who did.
Somebody had to, so it didn't... Yeah, I've accepted that, and I've moved on.
A major piece.
And then, during the game, there were some decisions I made where we did get robbed or we lost some supplies, but it was never too detrimental. So basically, I was a very great player, and... No, I mean, it was challenging, but I think my mindset was that this is the type of game where bad things are going to happen. So you kind of have to keep that in mind, or you are going to get really depressed the entire time. Yeah. So I was just like, this is like life. So if this was really happening to me, there would be no way that we could have a perfect journey and everyone would live. So when I had a setback, I was like, okay, that's just a natural setback. And so let's keep going towards the goal.
Sounds like road trips with you are rough.
Every road trip, I do lock my keys in my car.
So. Either very rough or surprisingly chill. I'm not sure which.
I remain chill through the rough parts.
Yeah.
So I think that just carried on through this game, where I just accepted when something bad happened. I felt sad for a little bit, and I was like, okay. And then kept going.
I have two answers to this. My first answer is regarding the city where you wait for Juno. Mm. I spent way too long in that city. I trusted that guy and should not have.
Was this the plot that we didn't come across, but you did?
I don't know what you guys came across anymore.
No, I think it was the same one. It was like, it's at the end of the Wastes.
Yeah, you finally make it there.
Yeah.
And then it's like, all right, cool, we made it. Where is she? She'll be here soon. I don't know where she is. She's got to show up sometime, though. Mm-hmm. And I waited until I had basically no supplies left. And then what I did was I would spend enough renown to get another day, but not enough to get, like, 2 days. Mm-hmm. So a day would go by, and then it would go to zero again. I would let that happen. I would basically starve once, and then get more supplies, and then starve, and then get more supplies, and then starve, and try to extend it that way. And, my group was falling apart by the time I left. Mm. And I really valued that choice by the way that the conflict in it happens outside the part where it talks to you. It happens in the decision-making process. It happens at the stage of where do you go, which I wish happened more often, honestly. But having it happen where it did was very effective. And I do not recall my second example.
It's not something that I regretted necessarily because it made for such an interesting story, but the person that tried to backstab Rook in my playthrough was really interesting because it was like I was not the only person who misjudged this person's character, and talking to his brother afterwards, I think it's a brother-in-law, the story that he'd said about how this person had driven his sister to death. And, like, possibly even murdered her. And that his goal was to get close enough to him to strike the killing blow himself. And it just never happened. Mm. And instead, he just fell into this pattern with him where, despite his requests getting darker and darker, he just kept doing them because that's the habit, the pattern that he'd fallen into. That conversation was so affecting, and the fact that it was, like, you know, you're not the only person who fell for this person's tricks. Like, this was a habitual manipulator and abuser. Was not something I've ever seen in another video game. Mm. And I'm glad I made I don't even know that it was a mistake. It was just a misjudgment of character that I didn't see coming. It was really good. So, not really something I regret, but something definitely that stuck with me. Mm. Do you remember your second thing?
Did I have a second thing?
You did have a second thing. You replaced it with 433. What's his face?
By Andrew Bird?
Is that by Andrew Bird? I don't think it is.
I don't know.
It's 4 minutes and 33 seconds of silence. Which is really, really funny when it's DMCA'd on YouTube. It's replaced by 4 minutes and 33 seconds of silence. It's very good.
That's my favorite. I don't remember. I guess I made no other mistakes.
That was perfect.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so it goes.
Yeah.
As long as we're on the subject of the Banner Saga, I don't remember what I said in the last episode. But I remember thinking about the scales, the different levels of interaction, and man, I wish there was anything to do on the map screen.
Yep.
Yeah, you did mention that. Because you could look and see where you were, but that was pretty much it. And it gave you a little description of, like, what each place was.
Yeah.
Right? It was really good. Well, there would be no point in that. Like, the ability to travel to different places on the map. Like fast travel.
Well, but, like, to chart out a path, even. Mm-hmm. Even if you're not in charge of picking the place that you're going, but, like, figuring out, do I go through the waste? Do I go through, over the mountain? Do I, like, how do I navigate this place?
FTL does that really well.
Do you think that it was done on purpose for, like, that extra sense of, like, you can't be in control of everything?
No. I don't think so. Because it's not presented in a way where it offers you control and then there's no consequence to it. It just, there's no consequence to it from the start. There's no control.
I think it's just a scope thing. As far as, like, development. Like, because you have so many different opportunities to make choices.
The game is already a lot smaller than it feels. Mm-hmm. They do a really good job of hiding how much content the game does or does not have. Certainly it was expensive to make, but it's also fairly well metered out in terms of where the money went. Mm-hmm. But the way that FTL does it, and it's actually not the best example because I quickly ended up using it for trying to maximize the number of locations I could go to. Mm-hmm. But maybe in Banner Saga where supplies and fatigue and stuff would be so much more of an impact, I would have liked to have two or three routes between everything, and then you pick the one that you think is the best. And the choice is going to be about how much time you're going to spend there, what the likelihood of, like, if there's a town there, so that will make it more likely you'll find supplies. Mm-hmm. If it's on roads, you're more likely to get waylaid by bandits or something. But it'll take less time, so it's just a question of which thing do you want to do. And that could probably have been done. I still would have liked it to bring up the map screen, but still could have used the text-based, like, go to one of these three places. Mm-hmm. And then you would see on the map, oh, this place has a town, this place is, like, rocky mountainside, that'll take a while. And this place is, you know, an open highway or whatever.
It could have just been, I'm just thinking about it, because the immediate drawback that I can think of is just that the more optional paths that you have, the more content that you need. But it could have been, honestly, it could have been a false input in that, like, you might chart a course, but there might be, like, a handful of things that are going to happen to you on the road no matter what. Mm-hmm. And then maybe two or three optional scenes. Maybe there's one encounter that happens if you go over the mountain rather than through the pass, and maybe an event that is specific to the paths. But the other events are going to happen no matter what. As I'm saying it, the drawback to that is, of course, that it sort of removes the importance of place, except for those individual things.
I think the thing to do there is to simply apply different weight to it. Mm-hmm. So if I choose to go let's say I'm going to get into a fight anyway. Mm-hmm. That the number of enemies that are there are different, but depending on which route I chose. Mm-hmm. Or let's say that we're going to have a little story moment where someone is asking us for help, and maybe it's an ambush or maybe it's a thing. The amount of supplies that are on the line would be different. If we're on the rocky thing, it's like, oh, some of them fell down the mountain. Mm-hmm. You know, take extra time to gather them up or move on or whatever. Those things could make the same encounter have different long-term impact based on whether or not you chose correctly for what you were prepared for. Mm. I think that's the thing that determines whether or not this fits with Banner Saga is, are your choices making it so that you're prepared for what you're facing, as opposed to are you mitigating damage? Because they're similar ideas, but they're, I think, different in terms of the spirit of what the game is going for. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's my thought.
Cool.
Banner Saga. It was fun.
Banner Saga is good. And that's our episode, I think.
Thank you, Mike, for writing in. If you have something to write in about Banner Saga or about everything or about any of our upcoming episodes, you can do so by writing backlog@tcabbage.com and saying nice words in the email.
Yeah, if you're mean, we're not going to read it.
I'll read it.
You'll read it, but
like, I'll be sad.
We're not going to say it on the show.
If you'd like to make me sad, send a mean-spirited email. But don't do this.
Don't even invite that.
My little heart can't take it.
You have to be nice. You have to be nice to us. It's the law.
It is. I remember when that law was passed. I cried so little that day.
What a rare bright spot. Yeah. Otherwise bleak existence.
Suddenly everything's coming at the house.